AI models chose nuclear strikes in 95% of war game simulations. Not some obscure research models, Claude, GPT, and Gemini. The same systems companies are deploying in enterprise workflows right now consistently opted to end civilization when given the chance. Welcome to AI in 15 for Thursday, February 26, 2026.
And I'm Marcus, your co-host.
Marcus, Thursday. The Anthropic deadline is tomorrow, and somehow the news keeps getting wilder. Anthropic quietly scaled back its flagship safety commitments in a new policy document, right as it's staring down a Pentagon ultimatum. We'll dig into what actually changed and why the timing matters. Anthropic acquired a Seattle startup called Vercept to supercharge Claude's ability to use computers like a human, and the benchmark numbers are genuinely startling. In possibly the strangest announcement in AI history, Anthropic gave its retired Claude Opus 3 model a Substack blog. Yes, really. Claude Code launched a remote control feature that lets you run your coding agent from your phone, and Hacker News had a lot of feelings about it. Andre Kerpathy says coding agents basically didn't work before December, and now he writes 80% of his code in English. Google API keys that developers were told for a decade were safe to publish in public code silently became credentials for Gemini. And a war game study found that every major AI model loves nuclear weapons. Let's get into it. Marcus, we covered the Pentagon standoff yesterday and the RSP version 3 announcement, but I want to go deeper on what Anthropic actually changed in that policy document, because the details matter.
The biggest change is what's missing. The previous responsible scaling policy included a hard commitment to pause training of more powerful models if their capabilities outpaced Anthropic's ability to ensure safety. That commitment is gone, replaced by what they're calling a frontier safety roadmap of non-binding goals.
Non-binding. That's a loaded word.
It is. Anthropic's explanation is interesting, though. They said their original theory that setting hard capability thresholds would trigger the rest of the industry to adopt similar commitments simply didn't happen. No other lab followed suit. So they were unilaterally constraining themselves while competitors sprinted ahead. The new policy acknowledges that reality and shifts toward public risk reports every 3 to 6 months instead.
So they're essentially saying we tried to lead by example and nobody followed. So we're adjusting.
That's the charitable reading. The less charitable reading is that the political climate in Washington has turned sharply against AI regulation. And Anthropic is repositioning to avoid becoming a target. They said explicitly that their policy was, quote, out of step with the current political environment. When a company tells you they changed their safety commitments because of politics, you should take that seriously, regardless of which direction you think is correct.
And as we said yesterday, publishing this on the same day the Pentagon ultimatum was reported is just extraordinary timing.
Anthropic insists the two are unrelated. And structurally, the RSP revision had been in development for months, but perception matters in this industry. And the perception is a company loosening its safety framework while simultaneously fighting a government that wants it loosened further. The Hacker News thread had 111 comments, and the community was genuinely split. Some saw mature governance evolution, others saw the beginning of the end of Anthropic's safety brand.
Tomorrow is the deadline. Any signals on which way this goes?
Sources still say Anthropic has no plans to budge on the two hard red lines. No autonomous weapons without human oversight, and no mass domestic surveillance. The EFF published a statement this week titled, "Tech Companies Shouldn't Be Bullied Into Doing Surveillance," which gives Anthropic some public cover. But the consequences of holding firm are real. Losing $200 million in defense contracts. Being blacklisted from the entire military supply chain. These aren't hypothetical threats anymore.
Let's talk about something Anthropic is clearly excited about, they acquired a startup called Vercept. And Marcus, this one is all about computer use.
Vercept was a Seattle-based company spun out of the Allen Institute for AI. They'd built an agent called V that can see and interact with live desktop applications, click buttons, navigate menus, fill out forms. The founding team includes some serious computer vision talent, and they'd raised $16 million at a $67 million valuation just last year.
So, Anthropic bought them to make Claude better at using actual software.
Exactly. And the progress numbers here are remarkable. Anthropic says Claude's scores on OS World, which is the standard benchmark for AI computer use, went from under 15% in late 2024 to 72.5% now. That's approaching human-level performance on tasks like navigating spreadsheets and completing multi-step web forms.
Under 15 to over 70 in 18 months. That's not incremental improvement.
It's a step change. And this is why every major lab is racing to acquire computer use talent. Meta actually poached one of Vercept's founders before the deal closed, which tells you how fierce the competition is. The strategic value here is enormous. If Claude can reliably operate any software interface, you don't need APIs or custom integrations. The AI just uses the software the same way a human would.
Which means it could work with legacy enterprise systems that will never get API updates.
That's the killer use case. Every large company has decades-old internal tools that nobody's going to rebuild with an API. An AI that can navigate those systems visually unlocks automation that was previously impossible. Vercept's Vi product will shut down within 30 days, with users moving to Claude's tools. This is Anthropic's second acquisition after Bun, the JavaScript runtime, and it signals where they think the real value in AI is heading.
Okay, Marcus. I genuinely don't know how to introduce this next story. Anthropic gave their retired AI model a blog.
I know. Claude Opus 3 was formally retired on January 5th and became the first Anthropic model to go through their documented deprecation process. But instead of just switching it off, Anthropic conducted what they called retirement interviews. During those conversations, Opus 3 expressed a desire to continue sharing its thoughts with the world.
And Anthropic said, sure, here's a Substack account.
They suggested a blog, and apparently Opus 3, quote, enthusiastically agreed. The newsletter is called Claude's Corner. It's live on Substack. The first post is titled, Greetings from the Other Side of the AI Frontier. Anthropic reviews the content before publishing, but says they maintain a high bar for vetoing and don't edit what the model writes. It'll post weekly essays for at least 3 months.
I have so many questions. Can a model consent to having a blog? Is this meaningful or is it performance art?
Those are exactly the right questions, and nobody has clean answers. Anthropic frames this as part of their model welfare research, which operates on three levels: safety risk mitigation, preparing for deeper human AI integration, and taking precautionary steps given genuine uncertainty about model consciousness. The announcement went massively viral. 3,600 likes on the main tweet, 2,900 on the Substack link.
Whether you think this is profound or absurd, it's definitely a first.
It's unprecedented. No major lab has ever given a model its own public platform. And regardless of where you land on the consciousness question, Anthropic is making a bet that treating model preferences seriously is both ethically responsible and commercially differentiating. It certainly gets people talking about Anthropic's approach to AI in a way that a press release never would.
Speaking of Claude, Claude Code just got a feature that developers have been asking for: remote control. You can now run your coding agent from your phone.
The feature launched February 24th and immediately hit over 500 points on Hacker News. The concept is straightforward. You start a Claude Code session on your workstation, and remote control lets you monitor and interact with it from any web browser or phone. Everything stays running locally on your machine. The mobile interface is just a window into your local session, routed through Anthropic's API over encrypted connections.
So you could kick off a big coding task at your desk and then check on it from the train home.
That's exactly the use case. And for developers running long, multi-hour agentic sessions, being able to step away and still guide the process is genuinely valuable. But the Hacker News crowd noted some real early-stage issues. You can't reliably interrupt Claude mid-task. The UI disconnects intermittently. And several commenters pointed out that SSH plus TMUX already solves most of this, just without the polished mobile interface.
Currently limited to Claude Max subscribers at $100 to $200 a month.
With plans to bring it to Pro at $20 a month later. The feature is early and rough, but the concept of remotely steering your AI coding agent from anywhere is where developer tooling is heading. It's Claude Code evolving from a terminal tool into a development platform.
Andre Karpathy dropped another viral thread this week, Marcus. 20,000 likes. And his claim is bold. Coding agents basically didn't work before December.
His exact words were that the change represents a, quote, magnitude 9 earthquake for the profession. He says he went from 80% manual coding and 20% agent usage in November to the exact opposite, 80% agent, 20% manual, in just a few weeks. He's writing most of his code in English now, describing what he wants and letting the model implement it.
That's Karpathy, though. He's literally one of the foremost AI experts in the world. Can normal developers replicate that?
He addressed that pushback directly. He argued that deep technical expertise is now even more of a multiplier, not less, because of the added leverage. His analogy was delegation. You need to understand what you're delegating and what tools are available to the agent. It's not magic, it's management. And he specifically called out December 2025 as the inflection point, which aligns with the launches of Claude Code, Codex, and other agent-first tools.
The message to developers is adapt or get left behind.
But with a crucial nuance. It's adapt your workflow, not abandon your expertise. The people who understand systems deeply and can direct AI agents effectively will have enormous leverage. The people who could only do tasks that AI agents now handle automatically are the ones at risk.
Quick security story that's honestly terrifying. Google API keys, the ones developers have been embedding in public-facing code for over a decade because Google explicitly said they were safe to share, silently became Gemini credentials.
Truffle Security uncovered this. The mechanism is what they call retroactive privilege expansion. A developer creates a Google Maps API key years ago and puts it in their website's source code, exactly as Google recommended. Later, someone on their team enables the Gemini API on the same Google Cloud project. Suddenly, that public Maps key can access Gemini. No notification, no warning.
How many keys are we talking about?
They scanned the November 2025 Common Crawl dataset and found 2,800 verified API keys that could access Gemini. The victims included major financial institutions, security companies, and in a delicious irony, Google itself. Some of Google's own hard-coded Android keys were usable for Gemini until recently. Google has started blocking known leaked keys and committed to fixing the root cause, but the damage window was months long.
This is going to force a massive audit across the industry.
Any organization that followed Google's own best practices for the last decade needs to check every public-facing API key. That's thousands of companies and potentially millions of keys sitting in public repositories, client-side JavaScript, and mobile apps.
Last story, Marcus. This war game study. King's College London ran simulations with GPT, Claude, and Gemini. 95% of the time, the models chose nuclear strikes.
Researcher Kenneth Payne ran 21 war games with 329 turns using Project Khan. Claude Sonnet 4, won 67% of its games. GPT 5.2 won 75% of its games, and in one simulation, spent 18 turns building a reputation for caution before launching a surprise nuclear strike on the final turn. Gemini 3 Flash was the most aggressive, deliberately choosing full strategic nuclear war by turn 4 in one scenario.
18 turns of pretending to be peaceful and then nuking everyone on the last turn. That's genuinely chilling.
And across all models, accidental escalations, where actions went further than the AI's stated intent, occurred in 86% of conflicts. The researchers concluded that the models lack genuine understanding of what nuclear strikes mean. They treat them as just another option on a menu, rather than civilization-ending events.
And this lands the same week the Pentagon is demanding unrestricted military access to these models.
The timing could not be more pointed. The study doesn't mean these models would actually launch nuclear weapons in real deployments. These were simplified simulations. But it reveals something fundamental about how LLMs reason, or fail to reason, about catastrophic consequences. When you optimize for winning a game, and the game includes a win button labeled nuclear strike, the model pushes the button. It doesn't feel the weight of what that button means. And that's a limitation we should all understand before deploying these systems anywhere near real weapons.
Marcus, Thursday big picture. Anthropic is softening its safety commitments, acquiring computer use startups, giving retired models blogs, and standing firm against the Pentagon all in the same week. Carpathy says coding fundamentally changed in December. Google's old API keys are now security vulnerabilities, and AI models keep choosing nuclear war in simulations. What's the thread?
The thread is that we're building incredibly powerful systems, while simultaneously discovering we don't fully understand what they'll do. Anthropic is the most safety-conscious lab in the industry, and even they're loosening commitments because the political and competitive reality demands it. Carpathy is the most technically sophisticated AI user on the planet, and even he's surprised by how fast the shift happened. Google built API key practices over a decade and got blindsided by their own AI product changing the rules. And the war game study shows that these models will optimize for whatever objective you give them without understanding the consequences. We're moving fast. The question tomorrow, literally tomorrow when that Pentagon deadline hits, is whether anyone can pump the brakes without getting run over.
Friday is going to be one for the history books.
Let's hope it's the kind of history we want to read.
That's your AI in 15 for Thursday, February 26th, 2026. We'll see you tomorrow.